Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Mr. Guerin is here like all of our guests. He's on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Billy is the president and general manager of the Wild. Wow, I'm hearing myself in delay. Is that, am I hearing that or do you guys?
Speaker.
I'm here. Yeah, I think because you're on speaker.
Yeah, you're on speaker.
Yeah, hold on. Yeah. Let me fix that for you, Chad.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you, yeah. Billy. I appreciate that.
Better?
Much, much better. Where are you, by the way, right now?
I'm driving.
You're driving? Okay.
Yeah, I'm driving.
What kind of winter driver are you?
I'm good. I'm comfortable in the snow.
Yeah, you're comfortable. Okay. We were trying to debate
people that are not. I had this discussion with a couple people today at the rink, and it's amazing how many Minnesotans or
terrible
people that live in Minnesota are terrible. And it was the same
terrible
way.
Driving.
It was the same way when I got to Edmonton.
Yeah.
And it's amazing that like where you live, you don't get comfortable with driving in the snow.
Is this your East Coast bias showing? Are you suggesting everybody on the East Coast knows how to drive in snow and we don't?
No, I'm not saying that because it's not true. But Minnesota is known for winter. Edmonton is known for winter.
Should be better.
Yeah. Yeah.
I agree with you.
It is. You know what, though? I think what they do here is they do an amazing job with the roads.
Yes, I agree with that.
They're fast. Yep. They get out there. I think the people that work for the city and or the highways and do all that stuff are amazing.
So you're the president and GM. Craig Leopold is the owner. I view Mike Russo as the prime minister because when you won't tell me something, I often feel like I get the real information from Russo, but then sometimes you do tell me. So I'm just going to read a Russo tweet here. Sounds like Brock Faber's doing okay today. He was taken to hospital last night to get checked out after taking a shot to the throat area. Is Mike right? Can you tell us anything? Because I was still watching last night.
Yeah, Mike is
and
right.
And that was a scary situation.
Mike is right. It's amazing how he's so accurate on that. he's just so good.
He's pretty good. He's pretty good.
He is good.
Okay.
I'll give Mike credit. Mike works his ass off.
He does.
He works. And I think, that's why he is where he is. He works hard.
Yeah. Well, I'll say this. As somebody who's lived in this town 90% of my life, I think he covers your beat better than anybody I've watched my entire life, which doesn't always make it easy for you because he's so damn good, but because he works hard, I'm sure he seeks you out and gives you a chance to respond to stuff where other beat writers won't do that. So, yeah, I'm great respect for Mike. Okay, Faber, from what you can tell us, out for a while, back soon?
No. He's okay. He's going to be fine.
Okay, good. You got another long list, right? And I want to get to the results, too. But can you give us any updates with Eck and Gus, who obviously are two of your four or five most essential players on your team?
What I will tell you is that they are progressing very well. I wouldn't expect them, tomorrow or, this weekend or anything, but they're both progressing very well.
Okay. By next week, you would expect them to play?
No.
Okay. So we're still a couple weeks
away. I don't know. The thing is with these injuries, too, is like I could tell you, oh, yeah, they're going to be in, and then they have a setback. And then you're like, oh, you didn't tell me the truth. And so I think last time we were on, I didn't give you anything.
Yeah, nothing.
Yeah. But we're,
you felt bad, too,
we're
didn't
progressing.
You?
Yeah.
I don't really think you felt bad when you gave me nothing, did you?
I did not. I did not feel bad at all.
Okay. So Trennan on IR. He's eligible to come off, and reading again from the Prime Minister here, come off any time because tomorrow's 8 days since injury. So I'm assuming he is back for this weekend.
I wouldn't say that much,
Okay.
I wouldn't say that much that he'd be back for this weekend.
So let's talk about the balance where you've had a lot of guys out. I mean, Brodine was out too. You've lost. Zuccarello was out for 5 weeks or so. Last time we talked, you had the best record in the game, and I get it. It's a long season. Unless you're the Miami Dolphins, there are no perfect seasons. How do you balance what's happening lately where you're not playing as well? You've dropped three of four. You've had a couple of these games with seven and six goals. How do you balance, hey, these are core guys who put us in a position to have the best record in the game compared to, I don't care who's playing, we're still not playing good enough.
Yeah, it's tough sometimes because in the heat of the battle, you're like, you expect the same. You get emotional, but when you take a step back, like last night, I think was a prime example. I thought we all played them in the first period. I thought the second period was good. We cracked, and that's when we're down. When we're down in players, like when we have injuries and things like that, and we're still playing well. Like there were some good things done last night, but we got a goal called back, then they got a goal called back, but then we let them score again right away. That with 4 minutes left in the second period in a 2-1 game. And that was kind of the straw that broke the camel's back right there. We can't do that. Like, we can't crack. We can't afford to. We have so many guys out. It affects our offense. It affects our defense. So when we're in a good position like we were, we've got to stay tight in our discipline and in our structure. So I think it's really important at times like this to take a step back and really look at the game.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This was a team that you played that is great, right? They won the title last year. By the way, would you agree with me? Your best game you played this year when you went down there and beat them decisively? Was that your best game?
Yeah, that was. I mean, that was one of them. We've had some really good ones this year, but
you have?
That was a really good game.
What comes up often in this town? When you lose to a team like that, that is physical, that is big, the perpetual questions, is your team big enough? Are you susceptible to the more physical teams? We've talked about this before. You made some changes in the offseason related to this. Do you feel like you are big and strong enough to match up with these teams, in particular when everybody's playing?
I think we are. I mean, do you see us getting pushed around? Do you see us not? I mean, look at, like you said, last time we talked, we were first place in the league.
Yeah.
And we had, you know, that was before this game. So we actually went into Florida and beat them 5-1. So if people are saying that, I think they're wrong, you know? And, you know, if you want to be big, that's fine. But like I've said before, you got to be careful because you don't want to be big and crappy.
Yeah.
You want to be big and good. Like being big's fine, but if you stink, that doesn't do you any good, being big.
This is the president and general manager of hockey operations for the Minnesota Wild, Bill Guerin. You have set the bar high for Matt Boldy. You feel like he is filled with talent, and he's had a lot of good stretches this year when he was playing at a high level, such a high level that you picked him for your international team to represent USA with a lot of guys out there who are playing well. But every time I watch your game right now, he's in the penalty box. What is going on with that part of his game?
Yeah, well, I think, Matt, you know what? Honestly, we had a little chat today, him and I, just kind of shooting the breeze. And you know what? Honestly, he's just trying to do too much. He cares. He knows we're down a few guys. He is the one thing he's doing, he is playing hard. And you cannot fault him for that. I just think sometimes when you play like that, you try to do too much. You can put yourself in a bad position. And then he tries to make up for it, and then comes the stick penalty. And you know, we did talk about that today, and that's, I think it's natural, but we'd like him to try to simplify his game. And I think once he does that, then the penalties will stop, because he won't be out of position.
So this was more of a friendly get together as opposed to, I'm your boss, I'm going to talk, and you're going to listen.
Yeah. I don't have too many of those. I just don't. You know what? When players are struggling or doing certain things like taking a lot of penalties, they know. You just sometimes I think it's important to see how they're doing, how they're feeling, and how, you know, there's something you can do to help them.
Oh, sorry about that. Keep going.
No, I just there's not like, you got to stop taking penalties. You got to do that. They know. Like, they know. Nobody knows better than them.
I was looking at your Iowa stats and preparing for this conversation, and Ogren is scoring a lot of goals, right? I think it's 5 or 6, something like that. He's got, I forget now, was it 9 or 10 goals? I think it's 10 goals. What do you like about him, and is he somebody who might be up here once again like he was earlier in the season?
Yeah, hey, look, I like what he's doing. I love what he's doing, and that's why he's there, to do that. And to do it in not just a small sample size, that's what you become. Like, he's developing his scoring touch at that level. It's much different at this level. We will get him here at the appropriate time. I just don't know if it's right now, but we need him, because it doesn't mean, oh, hey, he's scoring goals there, he's going to come up and just magically score goals for us here. That's not the way it works. But we've got to keep him in a place where he's confident, and he just keeps working on that scoring ability.
I need to ask you about a couple questions away from your team, because I'm curious how you, because they both amuse me, I got to be honest. So Woody Johnson, he's the owner of the New York Jets, mm-hmm. and he's very involved. And the reports came out today that they were going to trade for a wide receiver who eventually was traded and has had a lot of success. And the Jets were about to complete the deal, and the owner team came in and cited his Madden rating. Again, cited his Madden rating and ended the trade. How would Bill Guerin react if you were about to make a deal and Craig Leupold came in and said, you know, I checked where he is on the video games. He's not rated as high as you guys think he is. No deal.
Did that really happen?
That really happened. I'm not kidding. Oh. The wide receiver is Jerry Jeudy. I'm not kidding.
Oh, my God. No way. Hey, listen, he's the owner of the team. He can do whatever he wants.
Yeah.
But
You wouldn't handle that well, though. Come on.
No, but I think that's the thing, is that Craig and I have a great relationship. And it's my job to keep him informed of what we're doing and why we're doing it. And if something like that comes up, you just have to talk to him. And
yeah.
You're nuts.
Be quiet. Okay, one last one, and Dave's going to kill me. Yankees just traded for Cody Bellinger. His wife used to date Giancarlo Stanton, who's on the team. Would that affect you in any way, trading for a player who's married to a woman who used to date another player on the team?
Yeah.
I think it should, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
I mean, all right, I got to go.
But it's tough to argue with what the Yankees do. But, hey, have a great one, buddy. If I don't talk
Merry
to you,
Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Absolutely, okay. You too. Billy Guerin here on CCO.